Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of Piss and Shit Discuss. Sorry, this is a little late than it normally is. I forgot about the podcast. We're recording it now on the Wednesday that we were supposed to post, because I just didn't think about it. Anyway, I don't know what we're gonna be discussing, but thanks for checking us out. And if you're a returning person who's been listening to our podcast, thanks. I appreciate that. I really do. I really appreciate everything. I looked at the analytics and oh my god. Hi, women. Women are great. Anyway, thanks for checking us out. I'll see y'all at the end. Stay weird. Rock on. Bye.
What's up, bitch?
Stupid whore. I just finished recording, like, right before I started this, I finished recording the start segment, so that was good. Fuck, I don't have a topic.
That's kind of our whole gimmick.
I don't have any ideas of anything to talk about. I could discuss that web I was reading, but that was just depressing. No, my Chemical Romance sticker is coming up.
I started crying.
I did not start crying! Don't
yes, you did, and that's okay.
Do not tell people I started crying! Okay. The women are gonna hear. The women will hear, and they won't think I'm manly anymore, and I need the women. Babe?
You have a woman.
I know I have a woman, but I want another one! I'm crazy. I'm kidding. I love Brie. I love you, babe. If you're listening to this, I love you. I love you a lot.
Consider. Okay.
Brie, I don't need anyone else. Those are two women enough for me.
Two. Wait.
You are a woman.
I'm okay with that.
Wait, aren't you like Demi Boy? Sorry, I forget. Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
You are sort of not a you're not a woman at all, but you're not a man.
It's kind of it's in there.
it's in there somewhere. I have to work on the webcomic thing, but I have to go. I was talking to Brie about this actually. She was trying to help me figure out how to post it on Webtoon. And I figured it out, but it's only on computer. So now I have to figure out what my fucking password was to the Webtoon, because it was just some random generated bullshit, because I didn't feel like coming up with a password. I also didn't feel like making it the exact same password I use for literally everything, which I will not say out loud, because then y'all will have access to my bank account.
Please say it. Please.
I have no money on that. What do you want?
I don't know.
Just want access to my fucking bank account for no reason? Okay, you're fucking weird.
You're weird. Why is...
Turn your ringer off, bro!
I did.
Okay, good. Yo, where the fuck did... I had a snail for like 20 minutes. No, 5-10 minutes.
Wait, you had a snail.
Yeah. I let him go because I can't even take care of myself, so what makes me think I'm going to be able to take care of another living being? Where are my starbursts? I'm fucking pissed off now.
They're gone.
I can't find my starbursts! I want to look decent. I feel ugly! This shirt is uncomfortable! Ah!
But you're not ugly.
I accidentally threw my shirt on my guitar and it played a song. No, it didn't. It played a note. Open notes. Those are fun. Literally the only thing I play half the time. Oh my god, that's so much better. Wearing some dumb sports shirt thing with a bra in it. It was uncomfortable, so. I want to see if I can play that thing from my dream. No, that's not how it was played. This isn't even tuned. Talk, dumb bitch.
Talk
Podcast.
about
I don't know. Come up with something. It's 3 in the morning. Your brain juices should be flowing.
Okay, so I got cursed earlier. Okay. Okay, so I was going through Discord doing my thing, and I saw this person on my friends list who I didn't even have, who I didn't even talk to at all, like ever. Like I didn't even know them. I went to go check their profile, but I accidentally pressed the call button. They instantly became online. I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to." And then they called me back. I answered out of common courtesy, as I was like, "Maybe I do know them. I don't know." And they started saying stuff like, "Mommy is waiting." And then whenever I said I'm not a mother, and whenever they and then they said daddy with a question mark, I said I am not a father.
Jesus,
And
fuck.
then there was like a really awkward long pause, and then they said I love you and then left.
The
And then I was like, I love you too, I guess, question mark, platonically, of course, because I'm in a relationship, tee hee. This is from memory. So then they called me again, and they said some pretty unintelligible stuff. Which really did sound like a curse, but they're either I'm being played for a fool and I'm just paranoid, or they did. But they did the
Could have been
thing.
a
I was
different
very
language.
confused. Huh?
It could have been a different language. Oh shit, what did I
Right.
bring?
Because I don't
Oh.
know.
Wait,
Anyway.
speaking of different languages, we've got viewers in Germany. That's cool. 4% of our viewers are in Germany. That's really strange.
How many viewers do we even have? I can't look at the
Three.
analytics. Okay, so what is 4% of three?
I would assume that that means there's only one person in Germany and then the rest are in America. That's sort of what the statistics were telling me. The analytics, I mean. I didn't mean to say statistics.
This is close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
Any who any wazoo.
Yo, what the hell?
They do that. They do that. I say what they leave. I leave. They and I ask, did you just curse me right now? They said, yeah.
Okay, I
Yeah.
will be. I'll be right back. You entertain the viewers.
Okay. So basically, I tried to find out what they cursed me with, and I they eventually told me you're gonna have bad luck now. So far, this was like I don't know, like 20 minutes ago. But
Damn.
they said the reason was because I didn't love them back, even though I literally said I love you too, question mark. They have not they have they I didn't mean anything bad whenever I accidentally called them. I just accidentally called them. That was it. But now I'm gonna have bad luck. Uh-oh. If
Nah,
someone
that's just
dies.
superstitions. If she, if that that. That kid didn't pull an actual spell, you're fine. Take it
I
for
know.
it. Baby,
Okay.
like, okay, same difference. I'm working on it.
The thing that kind of threw me off is how, as soon as they called me, they said mommy in a very seductive voice. That kind of.
Need to give me this kid's Discord.
Oh, but no. I know what you're going to do. The situation has already been handled. I told them I'm in a relationship.
This man's about to try to curse me. If this man's threatening to trying to curse my boyfriend, I'll curse him right back. It's not really cursing, it's just sort of wishing bad luck upon someone and having the right intentions, and then it will go through. Then they'll have bad luck. Then they could suck it. Anyway.
But I don't want them to suck it.
suck yours. Or mine. Or anyone's. At the...
Oh, gangsta.
Oh. Shit, why isn't my computer turning on? Oh, I need to do the webcomic.
What is your what's your web God damn it. What's your web comic about?
I have literally no clue. That's what I was gonna that's another reason I wanted to work on the podcast. So I could like get ideas as we're talking. I've got sketches right now. So I found my servers. Also, in case you're wondering. Oh my shite, will you please turn on? I don't know why I censored that. That wasn't even a censor. I mean, close to. Come.
Okay, so, Bree gave me some really cool gloves. They are very soft.
I read about those in the group chat.
Oh yeah, you did. I forgot that was in the group chat.
What is going on? I swear to God, do you want me to walk over to your house and bitch slap you? Because I will.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so it's all do you want me to bitch slap you? Because I will until I actually want you to bitch slap me.
I'm not gonna bitch slap you if you want it.
Oh no, please don't bitch slap me. Please, that'll ruin my day. Please, this I beg you.
That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. No, I know you too well. No.
No, what do you mean? I don't want it. No, please don't slap me across the face. I beg you. Okay, so
I'm doing wrong.
Basically, debate come. Okay. My AC has gone out.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, but I'm telling the people of the world.
By the world, Germany and America. Okay.
Like four people. I'm telling four people that my AC's out.
He's like, damn, Shabby, my AC do be out though. I swear to God, I'm gonna kick someone's ass. This is annoying me.
With my ass, I bet. No, please, please.
Murder and suicide at the same time.
What?
What are you wedding, dumb bitch?
I'm wedding you. What did you just say?
Are you that deaf?
Yes, I didn't hear you.
Well, I'm not repeating it, so you're just gonna have to listen back to the podcast and figure it out then. Entertain the people. I have to go take a piss.
Okay, while that bitch takes the piss, we're going to talk about chlamydia for a second. Did you know that, like this is a real statistic, by the way. Most koalas have chlamydia, and that's because they piss on each other. And it is a very interesting thing. So, whenever someone contracts chlamydia, doctors are actually, I'm pretty sure this is a thing. If your area is populated with koalas, they ask you, have you done things with koalas? Because, you know, they have chlamydia. And I'm not exactly sure what happens if you say yes, but if you say no, Then they'll be like, okay, cool. So, yeah. But well, something that really does make me think, how do people contract these diseases in the first place? How do they become in, how do they start existing? Like AIDS, where did that come from? How did it get here? Did it just start existing? Is it just a thing that's been around for a while? Like in monkey? Because you know, people got it, well, because they did thing with monkey. I think I don't know how he's contracted, but how did monkey get that? Really makes you think. How did these people get chlamydia, AIDS, gingivitis? Virus evolution is a really confusing thing. Like it kind of it messes with my brain to think about how in the seven seas, how did these diseases that are so deadly now come to being? How did they just started existing? They're just there. Like out of nowhere. No. They didn't just pop out of nowhere. They evolved from something. But what did they how why did they?
Where do they evolve from?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Also, welcome
What
back.
you're talking about.
I'm talking about where viruses came from and how they got so deadly. And what is the point of becoming a deadly virus if you are a virus? If you are a virus, what's the point of becoming deadly if your main goal is to reproduce, make more, basically just to invade? What is the point of becoming a deadly virus? Do viruses think? Do they have a thought process? Do they talk to other viruses? Do they have families, jobs? Do they have Nintendo 3DS in virus world? Didn't think so. Are we a virus? Are human beings just a virus?
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Mother Nature has been invaded with big, strange monkey that walk on two legs.
Well, we're not really we're not who I was about to completely contradict myself. We're not really viruses, but we are parasites.
We are very much
Leeching off
parasites,
the
but
living.
not. Yes, we are.
I'm
Like
sorry,
actually.
can you explain what has been going on the past like 10
Okay,
minutes
so I
while I've
started
been
talking
taking
like
a
as
shit?
soon as you went away, I smoothly transitioned to talking about chlamydia
Why?
because you were going
Also,
to take a piss.
okay, makes sense. Also, I heard you saying something about like why are viruses, why do they get deadly? They do that because they are part of the food chain and they need to kill to eat, right? And they have to survive. And we are casually like killing the population, so they need to try to kill us, right? So that's why they're deadly to us.
I
This is
see.
why we keep making medicine.
My dumb stinky brain didn't even think.
But yeah, they're doing this all for survival.
Yeah.
As do most things. That's why most things like feed off of evolve. I mean, that's why most things evolve.
But it really it may the main thing that gets me thinking, gets me going at night, is how they came into existence. Like what I was talking about in the first place. I went from chlamydia and like how koalas like a but like most of the koala most koalas like I'm pretty sure the percentage is around like literally 91% koalas have chlamydia.
Okay, so
Because they piss on
here's
each
what
other.
it is. I have to get everything set up because my table is a mess. Anyway, so here's how it goes. You know how we evolved, or I can't say a lot of things about this because I don't feel like getting canceled for being like, God, no. Whatever. I'm problematic anyway. So we evolved, right? We evolved from water creatures.
Yes, we did.
Water creatures or whatever. We evolved from those. And then viruses. Stuff like that. They're evolving with us. Like they were evolving too. They were a little behind, but they were evolving too. So they were becoming a thing, and they were getting stronger. And then they were like, then humans found out about them, and they're like, hey, we should name these and try to get rid of them because they're bad for us. That's basically everything. I swear to God, if this damn thing doesn't start working.
You know, you kind of just explained literally everything I was asking.
I tend to do that, my bad.
It's okay. I kind of wanted to know. It really does confuse me. Why do koalas piss on each other?
See, I didn't know they did that, so I'm not quite sure as to why they piss on each other.
I think they piss on each other.
Probably if they all have chlamydia.
You know what? Okay, a very unpopular opinion. Koalas are dumbass motherfuckers. I hate them so much. They're like, for one, they piss on each other. I already said that. That's only one reason, though. They're lazy ass bitches. All they do is lounge around or they like sloths. They're just smaller, dumber sloths. At least sloths like shit a bunch. That's not good. Never mind. Sloths are stupid, too. I hate them. They suck and they're stinky. Literally.
You are so mad at them for existing.
Well, yeah, they don't do anything.
So do you hate me? I don't do nothing.
You love me.
I'm kidding. I love you.
If you ever stop loving me, I'm not going to be mad. It's going to be like really sad.
Well, that's not good either. Don't bitch.
Okay. What was I going to?
You were ranting about how horrible koalas were.
Oh yeah, koalas are stupid and lazy. Like, they literally do nothing for us. Like, what do they do? What do they do? I don't care about the food chain. Like, they contribute to the food chain. I don't care. Koalas are stupid. All they do is like lounge around all day doing nothing, and they piss on each other. Do you have any idea how disgusting that is? The koala life cycle is be born, probably die midway, piss, shit, eat, give birth, piss on each other, and then the cycle continues. It keeps going. It keeps going. The cycle of pissing and shitting on each other, it never ends. It really makes you wonder. Who was the first person to ever contract AIDS?
When did we bring AIDS into this?
Whenever I was talking about AIDS earlier, it was in my speech about how viruses are confusing and how they came into existence.
Okay, makes a little
Who
bit
Who contracted AIDS? Huh?
I said makes a little more sense. Anyway. Putting my legs up on a table and putting the drawing tablet in my lap. That's weird. And then I wonder why my back always hurts.
I think I have scoliosis.
Well, damn. Damn, Shadi, that kind of like sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, but you know what also sucks? Yo, mama!
Actually, you're right. My mom does kind of suck.
Oh.
I'm not going to disagree with that one.
Fair enough, I guess.
Anyway, about the webtoon, the web comic that I'm making. What should it be about?
Two characters. One of them zany. The other one's lazy as fuck. Zany one gets into shenanigans, tired, possibly fed up with this motherfucker. They should be roommates. And they were roommates. Oh my
They
god, they
were
were
roommates.
roommates. And they should be roommates and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And like the zany one gets on the motherfucker's nerves, but secretly they're in love with each other madly. But they don't want to tell each other because it might like it's just, I don't know.
Might ruin the relationship or friendship.
Because they both they like okay, tired one acts like they hate the motherfucker. Zany one is like kind of more open about the love thing, but isn't completely direct with it. But like zany one gets into funny situations and stuff, and tired motherfucker always has to come and save thing like cat dog kind of relationship, you know?
Oh my
And
God,
like
I
the
love
dog
that idea.
like one of those old tired dogs that don't want to do anything anymore, and cat that's
The puppy.
like, you know how cats get really zoomy?
No, I'm not. See what I'm thinking? Like an old tired dog and then a puppy.
Yeah.
See, I can't draw animals though, so we're gonna have to make those first.
They don't have to be furries. This was an analogy. Naya.
Furry. I'm kidding, they're not furries. They're gay though. We will be gay.
Okay.
Thank you for your contribution. I'll make sure to put you as a contributing person.
I try.
I have a big old question.
What's the big old question that you can literally ask me anything? I'll answer honestly.
Why are people so offended at the gays for existing?
Because some keyword is some of the gays. Either one, mock other people's religion, like not being respectful towards them, try to force them to be gay if they're straight. What's the other one? There's more than
No.
they try to force things upon them that they don't want. They try to stop them from being Christian because they don't like Christian.
Dude,
They
dude, 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 dude.
What?
No. They think it's
That
like
happened.
they no, that's not the reason, because if anything, they're forcing shit on us.
I mean, they kind of started it, so.
We're just given the same treatment back. Like, sweetheart, just because we're open doesn't mean you get to hate us. Actually, yes, it does, but fuck you. Can't be so open about it, bitch.
I wonder if this headphone jack still works.
That's the question.
Holy shit, it does.
Wow.
Holy shit, it does. What? Does the. Oh my god, it stuck. Shit. I know it's not. Okay. Is the other. Okay, it does.
Oh, I would send you a photo of this, but I can't. Actually, I will. If I'm done with it, I'll send.
Okay. Okay, in the web comic, those two should be the main characters. There obviously has to be supporting characters, maybe an antagonist, the landlord, or the apartment owner.
He's homophobic.
Homophobic.
Landlord's homophobic, realizes they're gay before they realize it.
Raises rent.
And he tries to kick them out because they're gay, but then they're like, hey, we're not gay. We are like totally straight, bro. Because they
And
think
then
they're
they're
straight.
secretly gay.
They think they're straight. They're like, yo, bro, we're straight. What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
They say that they're straight to each other, but secretly they're wildly gay for each other in fear that the other one is secretly also homophobic. Because, they haven't really admitted that yet. They haven't admitted that, hey, Hottie McHotterson, will you marry me?
That's a sentence. Can I propose to you like that? Hey, Hottie McHotterson, will you marry me?
Yes, you can propose to me like that.
Sweet.
Hottie McConners. Where can I come up with
Man, I don't know.
that? Why does someone from Germany listen to us?
Maybe they speak English. That'd be cool if they spoke English. They probably speak English, and they probably think what we talk about is interesting.
Holy shit, there are 40 messages in a group chat I'm in.
Why are you in a group chat that has 40 messages?
Because I'm in a group chat with 40 messages from two. Oh my God, that's from two people.
Jesus.
Honestly, I've been in worse.
Same.
Naya, did I tell you about the fact of like how like a bunch of my wall chalk eyeballs got erased like last night whenever I came home from Bree's house?
You did
And
not
then they
tell
just
me about that.
okay. So whenever I came home from Bree's house, like two of my wall drawings were they vanished. They completely vanished. So like they vanished for the whole night. I went to sleep. I woke up. They are back.
Shawty, it's time to move out.
Like, what the fuck?
I hate line art so much.
You kind of need line art.
I know, but like it looks, I remove, I
I
remove
tried, I
that
tried to,
horrible.
pain, agony in the soul. I really wonder.
I did
I
see
really
the
wonder.
library thing.
What's a wine berry?
The library drawing.
What's all that? Oh, cool.
No, I drew me as an alien.
Huh?
I drew me as an alien.
Nice. You are an alien.
Technically, you're not wrong.
No way. Everyone should be treated the same. Why does racism exist?
It's not racist.
I know it's
This
not
is
racist,
my
but
racist.
I'm but this is just a general thought. Why does racism exist and why does it still exist?
Because apparently white people thought they were the first people, but we weren't, and they were like, we were definitely the first people here, so y'all are like invading where we should be, and it's sort of like, bro, we were here before you, like way before you, like get the hell out of here, like shut up.
Okay. That explains it. But
That
why does it
explains
still exist?
this is very uncomfortable, and I'm not sure how I'm doing. Why am I sitting like this? Okay, that's a little better.
Why can't we all just love each other for who we are? If you don't like
You
something
sound like a
about
fucking
someone,
tree hugger.
I shut the fuck up. I am a tree hugger. I've done that before. My dad, whenever he was basically blackout drunk, he told me the things that Buddhists do. They punch trees and then they hug them. And then he made me do that for a while, like
Do you even know
punch
what a tree hugger is?
did not specifically
I'm
know.
calling you a hippie.
That's fair. I've always imagined myself to be one of those fucking hippies with hot boxed apartments with very dark rooms but with a strange light. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Hippie rooms. Yeah.
You know, we have a hippie that lives right down the street. We just call him hippie. I don't know what his real name. I think it's Mike or something. He's cool. Anyway.
Oh my dad was a hippie.
He beat cancer.
Wow, congratulations. Wow. Yeah,
on the back of his truck, he has a and big like tie-dye letters that says fuck cancer. And every time I see it, I just have to like yell, "Whoa, good fucking job, man." It's really cool.
Go him, you know, like good.
He just recently got off of chemo too, so he's like doing good. We bring him like meat every once in a while because meat's expensive and he needs to gain some more weight.
Meat is expensive, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And that's why they call me Spaghetti Guy. Beets are sick, and fuck you.
Alrighty.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm going to murder you.
Jesus.
Cold blood, midnight, tomorrow.
Or do you want me to meet you? Like, do you want me to meet you outside so we don't get the blood like in the house?
Yeah.
Or would you like rather me go like a little further so my family doesn't like find me?
No.
Why do you want my family to find me?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not actually gonna kill you. I don't even have the guts to stab someone unless they stabbed you.
Damn, Shoddy.
Even then, I would fall to my knees, like, and start crying.
You're a fucking loser, God.
That happened before. I think I said this before. Whenever I got into my first ever fight, whenever I threw my punch and made him go backwards, like, he fell. People caught him. I fell to my knees and started crying.
You never told me about this.
Oh.
But that is good information to know, I guess. Don't bring you to a fight.
That was in the second grade, Naya.
Well, I'm still not bringing you to a fight because of it.
But I want to kill someone.
No, whenever I get into fights, I don't aim to murder them. I aim to hurt them.
Leave I want to hurt someone.
The bills. The hospital bills.
I wanna hurt someone.
No, babe. You're gonna fall. I'm gonna get punched, and you're gonna fall to your knees and start sobbing your eyes out.
No, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, I probably shouldn't have told you this. Like,
no, you are never gonna live this down.
No. Even though it was in the second grade.
And you're also never going to get to accompany me to a fight.
Not even to watch.
Nope.
That's dumb. You're dumb. I've
seen with people who, when people look at that, look at me and the way I act around you, they're going to see you as a weakness for me and they're going to use that against me. I'm not trying to deal with that.
That's why I bring knives everywhere I go.
That doesn't change the fact that they're going to use you against me, and I'm not going to.
How are they going to use you? How are they going to use me against you if they can't use me against you?
They're either going to severely hurt you, make you.
Can't hurt me if I stab them.
Or they're gonna kill you and make me talk if I know something they want to know. Or they're gonna like, I don't know, man.
What secrets would you have that are important enough for them to kill me?
I have a a lot of secrets, so you would be very surprised.
I want to hear about those secrets.
Definitely not on a podcast.
Not on a podcast, but like, I want you to tell them to me. Like, they may surprise me, but I don't think they're important enough to get you killed.
A lot of things I know are important enough to get killed.
You told me one thing that pretty illegal.
I don't remember which what this was.
Which one? Which
Which
illegal
one
thing have
was
I done?
it? Which one was it? Damn it, I can't remember. I'm kidding. I doubt anything I know would lead to your death. If it did, jeez. That'd be a little later on in life, though. Right now, I don't know anything that could risk you getting killed. Yeah, I do, but no one knows I know about it.
I hope not.
Shit, I shouldn't have said that on a podcast.
Okay, so nothing you know can get me killed.
Yeah, basically, pretty much.
My face is bleeding again.
Why is your face bleeding?
It happens.
That doesn't answer my question.
I don't know why, it just happens.
Okay. That answers my question just a little bit more.
It's not like severe, it's not like pissing blood.
That's one way to explain it.
I mean, have you ever pissed before?
No, because I didn't go do that like 5 minutes ago.
Know.
Actually, it's been way more than 5 minutes.
It has been way more than 5 minutes. We are at 41:40.
Oh,
And here we are talking about how information could get me killed.
anything could get you killed, really.
Honestly, you're right. Literally anything can kill you. Even fucking air.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
What country should the outro?
Ireland.
Okay. Where?
No.
Okay, where?
Greenland.
Okay, you're gonna give me a hard flag to draw, good to know. Ah, it's not that hard, never mind. Disregard what I just said. I like Greenland. Greenland's pretty cool. I don't know what language they speak there, because I'm gonna have him speaking hints of probably
I think
Greenlandic
they,
or something.
I don't think they speak a different language.
I think they do. That or Norwegian. Hold on. Because I know Greenland.
Probably.
Oh, I can't remember if it was Iceland or Greenland that owned. No, it's Iceland. Probably Icelandic. Then, because I'm pretty sure Iceland owns Greenland at the moment, I could be wrong. Hold on.
Be Dobie 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 dobie.
Know, whenever Greenlandic, see, I was right.
I didn't even know that was a language.
I've known, but like, I wasn't sure if I was correct about that. I wasn't sure if that's what it was
You're
called, really. It's
never
420.
correct.
Yeah,
Funny weed number.
need to know who owns. Who owns?
I wonder what it's like to be hooked up to an iron lung.
Not fun.
Well,
Probably
duh,
not.
not one. You ever look at
It's
your
in
hip bone?
Denmark.
Those are birth giving. Those, whoa, mama. You ever do that?
Denmark owns Greenland.
And I own you.
Sorry. The fuck? No, you do not. I am my own fucking person. I will beat your ass.
Fair enough.
The Kingdom of Denmark owns them, but they don't have any executive power. They don't have any executive power. They're just sort of there for representation, I guess. We're gonna make the super hyper one. We're gonna make him goth or punk, whichever you wanna. This looks more punk than it does goth, so we're gonna make him goth or punk. Sorry, I keep mixing up the words. Anyway, let's talk a bit about. I'm not sure.
Parallel universes.
Oh,
there
yeah.
are an infinite amount of universes that we can visit, and every choice that we make, every thought we have, there's a parallel universe where we had the opposite or the other choice of thought. How these parallel universes turn out, it's a mystery. But science has proved that they exist. Every single choice that we make literally branches off into more branches. And in those alternate realities, the choices that we have there, those branch off. And it keeps going and going until the heat death of the universe happens, which is going to be in like long, long time. We're not going to be alive, but parallel universes may one day in the future be visited, perhaps. Probably not, because the big death of the sun. Oh boy, we probably, honestly, we might be able to make it. I don't know.
Damn,
how
you,
fast
you
technology
sound, you sound like you just read an entire, like,
I'm not. I'm going off of my own brain right now. I'm sorry if I'm very monotone, but right now. Anyways, parallel universes, they're really a subject, aren't they? Like, there's literally an infinite amount of things to talk about. Like, I could literally say sex, 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 which I just did right now. But in an alternate reality, I probably said something like balls, 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 or something. I don't know. I'm thinking about saying two things right now. So I'm technically making universes as I speak. I could do a lot of things. I could leave the recording right now, but I won't. But in an alternate reality, I did. And then Nai got mad at me. And then these two different outcomes are so extremely, like they're different, okay? They're just different. But they're so different that they're noticeable. The fact that Nai got mad at me in the other one means that right now Nai is probably content in this one,
I
making
am,
this one.
Actually.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, this one is the good universe. This is the good one. But I made a bad outcome where me and Nai have probably gotten into a fight, and that's not a good thing. Fights scare me, and they make me very anxious because.
There's also probably a universe where we don't even know each other.
And that's oh my god, I just realized something. If there's a universe where we don't know each other, no. I'm not
but
saying you know. I'm saying, oh my god, no.
It wouldn't be a problem for either of us in that universe, though, because we don't even know each other exists.
Yeah.
There could be a universe where, whenever I had first met you, I looked at you and I was like, you remind me of one of my very close friends, so I'm going to like try to make friends with you. There could have been a universe where I didn't try to make friends with you. That was sitting in the back of my mind and I knew who you were, but I didn't make friends with you. It was sort of like...
Hey, wait a minute. I made friends with you. I was like, hey, 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 I want to be friends with you. I think you're really cool.
Yeah.
I made friends with you.
I could have very easily turned that down.
Yeah,
And
I
I
could have.
probably would have if you didn't remind me of like one of my very closest friends.
Fair enough. If you declined, I would have cried.
Why did you try to friend me, by the way?
I just thought you were really fucking cool. Everyone thinks you're cool. Like, literally.
That's really weird.
Like, literally, everyone finds you so fucking cool. Like, you were the talk of the school for a really good amount of time.
Go.
My God. My goddamn.
I didn't actually know that.
Well, congratulations. I also didn't know that people were talking behind my back about my dick.
Yeah, sorry about
They
that.
were. There's no need for you to be sorry. They need to,
I was
they're the ones who
partaking
need to be sorry.
in the conversation, so I kind of should apologize.
I forgive you because you're my boyfriend.
That was like the
Wait,
first
why?
thing I learned about you.
Okay, the first thing you learned about me is my dong size.
Yeah, that's like one of the first things I had learned about you. And I was immediately
How
like,
is
what the fuck?
that the first thing that you learned of everything, of anything that you could have learned? Why is that one of the first things?
I don't know, it was just one of the first. It wasn't the first, but it was one of the first. First
Like
thing I learned about you was your name was
I'm
Katie.
surprised. Well,
And
duh.
then it was your dick size.
Okay. How do so many people even know that?
I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, I remember. Never
What was it? Something you posted on your private story?
mind. No. It's stupid. Apparently, people were looking through my pants and my and
Damn.
Damn. Like, I'm flattered, but come the fuck on. Isn't that like borderline sexual assault?
It's not assault, but it is sexually harassed, sexual harassment.
That's what it is. Like, damn, shoddy. Buy me a drink first, goddamn.
That was a cool thing that I learned about you, considering back at my old school, no one really talked about, hey, how is that man packing or what? No one ever talked about that kind of shit, because everyone was tiny and they were like all pussies.
That is, I feel bad.
And they hated me. All of them hated me because one, I was bigger than them, two, I was trans and gay, and they were like, ew. And three, I could take any of them in a fight and win.
I can
Win.
take you in a fight.
Shut the fuck up. We're not talking about that.
Oh, I'm not gonna take you to a fight because of weakness. You're the weakness here, bitch.
Shut up.
You're just
I'm
a
probably
little
stronger
pretty
than you.
boy.
I'm probably stronger than you. Just,
I beat you in an arm wrestling match.
I was intoxicated both
No,
times.
you were not.
No, I
That was a
wasn't.
different time.
No, I wasn't. I was not intoxicated.
Okay, listen. You're like a chihuahua.
I hate
Okay.
you.
You will literally fight anything if it looks at you the wrong way. I don't know what dog breed I am, but it is not Chihuahua. It is something larger than Chihuahua, and it slams Chihuahua on the ground.
That can be taken in multiple different ways.
Yes, it can, but in this one, it is literal. Because I literally did that.
I could take you in a fight. I
I
was too
literally took you in
intoxicated
a
and
fight and I
hurt.
won.
You just gotta catch me at a time when I'm not intoxicated or tired. Boom.
Then, okay.
Next time I'm over and we have the chance, let's fight.
Oh shit, I might we are gonna be drinking that day. What?
My God, Naya, don't pussy out. Don't be. Oh my God, no, wait, I'm gonna be intoxicated that day. No. Oh, what a coinky dink. No.
Oh no, sorry, can't do it.
I just admit that I can beat your ass.
No, I would rather not do that either.
It's okay, Naya.
No, it's not okay. Shut up.
It is okay. There are people who are stronger than you, and I'm one of them.
I hate you. Oh my God, no, the finger looks horrible. That
Love
finger
you
looks
too.
horrible. Oh my God, it looks like how my friend draws hands, which is really good. But I didn't expect myself to like mimic his art style right now.
I'm really happy with my. God damn it, I forgot it again. Okay, God, fuck you. Not you. I was feeling really good about my body, but then like, because I shaved my chest hair and my belly hair, but no, it's gone now. Most of it is back.
Damn.
When did you even get there? Like, why? I don't want chest hair. I don't want body hair.
Get a full wax.
You can just do that.
Yeah.
Can
Well,
you do that?
certain parts of the full body wax you can't get yet because you're a kid, and that's illegal.
Fair enough.
Because some adult isn't allowed to become touching on your dick or your ass, and that's just illegal.
Not if it's another, not if it's you, tee hee, points fingers together cutely, asterisk, asterisk.
Let me kick your ass.
Luck trying.
I hate you.
You're just a little pretty boy at a circus.
Are you
You're
implying
just,
that I'm a clown?
yeah.
Okay, that's it. Fuck it. I'm grabbing my knife and then we'll see who wins. Okay, fucker?
It's
Because
my
I
knife.
can handle it better than I can handle my fists.
I have a knife too. Looks cool.
Yeah, I have your knife.
And I have my knife. So either way, I win. Because
Wait.
you're gonna fight me with my knife. So technically I'm fighting myself.
No, it's whoever's holding the knife, you dumb bitch.
Well, like, you're basically just a gender bent me.
How am I a gender bent you? I'm not as tall as you.
I don't know. You're stinky, that's how.
You're basically insulting yourself.
I told you we're the same person because you woo. Okay, what I'm trying to get at is that we're basically the same person, just in same soul, different hosts.
No, we are very different.
No, I refuse to believe that. Okay, I believe it.
I have a history of criminal activity, and what do? You get high. That is about it.
I have hobbies.
I'm sorry, I can't get him. I'm sorry, that made me laugh. Yeah, you have hobbies. Just we have very different hobbies. We both play completely different instruments. I sing, you sing? I don't know, possibly.
I sing sometimes.
Sometimes.
I like the moon. Makes me happy. But I also play the clarinet. I play the keyboard. Sometimes I like to make music whenever I'm bored. I'm currently doing something that is very top secret. It's not illegal, I swear. Like it's actually not illegal, but like
I don't
it's
care if it's
very
illegal. Do
top
you not
secret.
realize that I don't give a fuck if something's illegal or not?
Fair enough.
We literally just got through having a conversation about how I have a criminal record and you get high.
I like to listen to music like everyone else. I'm quirky, cool. Sometimes I like to draw. I really like fucking with spices. One thing that we have in common is that we both like to cuddle.
Something I needed you to say on a podcast.
Well, duh, everyone likes to cuddle.
Not everybody, and I was trying to make it seem like I was this big tough guy, but now I can't because you are revealing that one, I cried to a webcomic, and two, I enjoy cuddling.
So did I before.
Did you cry?
Not to that specific one, but like a webcomic.
Okay.
Fucking really sad.
That webcomic was sad though. Like the cat died and I kept reading on because it's a good webcomic, just sad.
I say this every time. It's okay to cry.
Swear to God, if you tell me it's okay to cry one more time, I'm going to rip your dick off.
Fair enough. I just want to make you feel better.
You're fine.
Okay.
Okay, I have an idea. I just sort of sketched this idea out, but we have Goth Boy. Or not Goth Boy, Punk Boy. Punk Hyper Boy. Okay. He's missing an arm. Like, not the entire arm, just like from the elbow down. He's missing that, okay? And he's missing an eye. So it's got like a scar on it. Okay? He's this badass guy, but he doesn't like getting into fights. Why? Because lazy, tired guy doesn't like fighting. Because he doesn't like violence. So he's like, okay, I won't get into any fights because I love you. But he doesn't say because I love you. He just does it subconsciously, does not fight.
Lazy guy should write his thoughts down in a book sometimes. Like maybe, oh, what if lazy guy secretly writes about his love for dude?
Oh my god.
And
And then Hyper Guy finds it.
what if Zoomy bitch has like a bionic arm, like the missing part is it's the missing part is the
How
what's
about
the
a
word
prosthetic, a bionic
yeah
prosthetic that like he can take off and on, but he prefers to have it off because he thinks it looks cooler. But whenever he has to do stuff, or whenever he so I had an idea for an episode where it was like lazy guy gets really sick, so the entire episode is just hyper guy just catering to his needs and being more calm and less like zoom zoom.
Yeah, and about the dude finding the writing, he should find it, confront him about it, and lazy guy's like, oh, I'm just writing a fan fiction.
About us, sweetheart. Bullshit. But then he
Well,
calls it out. It's bullshit. He's like,
maybe it shouldn't be name specific. Maybe it's just like he's so fucking he's so great. I wish he was in my life forever. I wish we would get married, teehee, like stuff like that.
Maybe
Like not name
maybe
specific.
a little bit differently, but like something like that, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just giving examples because I'm dying.
Why are you dying?
Don't know, I'm sad. I don't know why. I
Why are you sad?
don't know.
You can't be sad. We're working on a comic. It's illegal. This is a happy comic, dumb bitch.
I know it's a happy, and I'm trying to make it as happy as possible, but I'm sad. I don't know what to do about it.
I'm making his shirt say generic rock band, and it just has skulls and lightning on it. That's funny to me.
That is funny. One thing that sets us apart, like 100%, is that I like to wear knee highs and skirts. You don't.
And I just look like everyone's like punk older brother all the time.
You're lucky I'm into those.
What? I am too, which sucks because I am them. It's hard.
Where your narcissism comes from.
What?
It's probably where your narcissism comes from.
Yep. Okay, we're calling Kickoff Punk Boy Zoomy. Like, that's just going to be his name in the comic.
Fucking Larry. I'm gonna go to someone's house on Friday. Woohoo.
Whose house are you going to, and why do you sound like that guy that does the Burger King?
Number 15. Burger King foot lettuce.
Burger.
You'd want someone's Burger King burger and is someone's foot fungus. But as it turns out, that might be what you get. A 4chaner uploaded the photo to the site, showcasing his feet in a tub of lettuce with the caption, "This is the lettuce you eat at Burger King." The Burger King question was reported on July 6, 6 o'clock exactly. I don't know if I should say his name on the podcast.
You don't have to say his name. Just give the first initial.
I'm going to N's house. Cool. We're gonna fucking game and stuff.
I'm stuck at home most of this for a good hot while anyway.
I get around. I get around, yeah. Round. I get around from town to town. I'm a real cool head. I'm making real good bread.
You make me suicidal. I'm kidding. That was very nice.
I'm very tired. So no, it was not. Do not lie to me. I don't think it was. I don't know. I'm fucking out of it.
Well, it wasn't bad.
I'm glad it wasn't bad. Thank you.
Not gonna compliment you on it, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, so first off, one of... Okay, my ex. You know this ex, and I'm referring to just... initials.
What happened?
N followed me on my normal account. I don't know why they weren't following me in the first place, but they followed me. If they had unfollowed me, they followed me again, whatever. And now their mom's following my art account.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm confused.
I'm also confused.
I'm gonna give him a prosthetic eye too that he wears occasionally.
So call me when the world looks bleak. I love you, but it's hard to believe.
With every day we'll start to see the rest is meta modernity.
You seem tired. Should we end the podcast here?
I want to sing a song.
Okay, go ahead and sing a song.
I'm singing the song right now. Next to Hudson Yards, it's crowded on the weekdays from April to May. Parse a party troubled heart from a neat trip. We'll sing about it in LA. With clouds in the rear view, you start humming along to the first verse of your favorite song that you quote each day with the words all wrong. So call me when the world looks bleak. I love you, but it's hard to believe. With every day, we'll start to see the rest is
metamorphosis.
Not fucking Larry. I said Larry because I thought that would be a funny name, but don't call him fucking Larry.
No, I don't want an actual name because you know how in the Boyfriend's webcomic, it's sort of just like their aesthetics, and I was thinking maybe just Zoomy because Zoom's around or whatever. He's hyper or whatever. What would the other guy's name be?
Lay. L-A-E.
Lay.
For like, Lay. His last name should be something that starts with a Z because Lay Z.
I'm fucking not giving him last names, but I guess we could have initial.
I'm spitballing here. But what if occasionally they have their own little slice of life episodes, or like it follows the life of that person for like that episode or night or two.
Possibly backstory.
Yeah, possibly backstory or possibly just whatever they're up to. Like Zoomy motherfuckers out in the city, fucking zooming around asking people for like donut because he wants a fucking donut or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. And of course, we have to make him play guitar and skateboard, duh.
Yeah. He likes to ride his skateboard around town while playing guitar for people.
Yeah, he's been run over a few times. Playing guitar.
He's been run over a few times. That's why he has those prosthetics.
Yup.
I'm a Dumpty boy. I like sticks and rocks and mud. I don't care about the government, and I really need a hug. I feel stupid, ugly. Pretend it doesn't bother me. I'm not very strong, but I'll fuck you up if you're mean to bugs. Ba, 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 ba. I'm a dumb teen boy. All I wanna do is quit. My mom told me that she's worried and I couldn't give a shit. I have friends who understand me. Their names are Spider Beetle Bee. They don't say much, but they have always listened to me. I have cried, like, the few times that I do cry, the only times that I have is listening to fucking Cave Town, and I don't regret it.
I listened to Cave Town with my mom once, and she was like, "Why do you listen to such depressing music?" I'm like, "Shut up, mom. Shut up."
And I think this year gonna be me, just turned 14. And I think I know everything, just turned 14. And I'm fucking off key like a motherfucker. Fuck my ass. At least I'm self aware. At least I'm not tone deaf. Suck my ass, politicians. Actually, don't you like that, little bitches? I hate politics so much.
I am in politics.
I don't like them. I think they're stupid. Because they cause so much conflict, and I don't like conflict. Conflict is stupid. Conflict is only good whenever I'm winning.
And you are not winning.
I'm not winning. I'm never winning. At least I'm winning with you.
Skateboard here to reference off of. Now I have to look up a picture.
You have a skateboard.
What?
You have a skateboard.
I do have a skateboard.
You have a skateboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that felt nice. I need to paint my skateboard, but I don't know where it is because my brother decided it was going to be such an amazing idea to hide it from me before he left out of town.
Don't kill me. What are the lyrics for that one song? Fuck you.
I really want to pull this up, but I kind of need the photos.
I've got friends in low places. I got friends in dope places. Fuck you. Just another one in a long line of nobodies. With my friends in low places. Oh, God. What was I gonna do? I forgot. You know, for a tired motherfucker who doesn't want to think anymore, I sure do think a lot.
Yeah.
Where is that spider bitch? There you are. Psh, see you. You crawled on me before, and I felt it, and it was really strange. You're not fuzzy at all. You're really bony. Like me.
Y'all would be good friends.
We are good friends. I've seen him around. He has the same web behind my dresser. He's had it for a while. I see him like every day.
Nice.
Sometimes I talk to him because I'm lonely.
Jesus.
Doubletown is colder in the summertime. I'll lose my mind at least another 1,000 times. Hold my hand tight. We'll make it another night. I still get a little scared of something new, but I feel a little safer when I'm with you. Falling doesn't feel so bad, and I know you're falling this way too. Life's a treat in Devil Town. My ears have acclimated to the sound. Pretty faces fly around and round my head as contemplates this town I found. It's lovely in the evening time, but every time I close my eyes, the sunshine gets a little dimmer. How You feel so proud. Fucking hell, I forgot. The teeth sink, wait, fuck. My teeth sink deep into my fingers. Blossoms bridge across the river now. You feel so proud. Every time I close my eyes, the sunshine, wait, the colors fade and change inside my mouth. It's lovely in the evening time. Fuck you. I forgot the words. It's been a while since I've listened to the song. Lovely in the evening time, but every time I close my eyes. I sink my teeth into my fingers. Blood forms branches in the water. Shit.
Guitar Center wants to know your location. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'll give them my location if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, you can't know my location. Thank you very much. Oh my god. This is amazing.
You're amazing.
This is so
You're so
pretty.
Beautiful. You're so pretty. I love you.
Stop trying to compliment me while I'm fangirling over a guitar.
I'm fangirling over you.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll shut the fuck up if you want me to. Okay. But I want to sing. But I don't know the word fucking song.
Do you know any Nirvana songs?
Fucking no, I don't. Fuck.
The lyrics to "Smells Like Teen Spirit." That's a pretty easy song to sing.
I know, but like, my brain won't stop thinking about the title of Devil Town, but it's thinking about "Freaks" by Surf Curse. Like I can think of the title, but I can't. I remembered a song. I can never remember the beginning of songs anymore. It's always the melody. Fucking chorus. Teacher says that I've been naughty. I must learn to concentrate, but the girls, they pull my hair, and with the boys, I can't relate. Daddy says I'm good for nothing. Mama says it's that it comes from him. Doesn't matter things they said. I don't remember this part. Fuck you. Don't you want to? Don't you want to? Oh. Don't you want to? Bang, 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 bang. Okay. What does that song sound like? It's in the back of my brain.
Oh, this
I used
is a
to
good
listen,
idea.
Listen to it all the time. Thank you, dumbass redhead. Think.
Okay.
I'm trying. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, maybe. Maybe if I take this. Okay, actually, no. This might work. Okay. Yeah, this will work. Bless you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm trying to get these color palettes down, and I thought I had fucked up, but...
It's not. I forgive you.
You should go to sleep. We can end.
Yeah, but I want to be with you.
We can end the podcast now.
I'm trying to remember the fucking goddamn song, and I won't. We're not ending the podcast until I remember it and I sing it.
Okay.
Fucking Devil Town. What the fuck are the words? Ah, suck my ass. What's the first line? Do you know, Naya?
I will in a second.
I wish I could magically do that.
The first line is, life's all right in Devil Town.
Thank you. Fucking hell, I can't remember the rhyme. I'm going to go into a frenzy and bite someone.
Here, can you hum the tune to me so I can figure out how to sing this?
Life's all right in Devil Town. I have acclimated to the.
I mean, I can say the lyrics. I'm not going to be able to sing it because I don't know how to sing it.
It's okay.
Would that help you out?
Yes. Yeah, it would.
Alright, life's alright in Devil Town. Yeah, right. No one's gonna catch us now. Dad has bought a new car now. We're fine. No one's
gonna. Ooh, I remember. Got excited. Okay. Fuck. I remember. Okay. Fuck. Life's alright in Devil Town. You're right. No one's gonna catch us now. Daddy's bought a new car now. That's fine. No one's gonna catch us now. Okay. God, I'm fucking annoying. Oh, fuck.
Do you need a little more help?
Nah. Mom and Daddy are in love. That's fine. I'll settle for two birthdays. You know what? It doesn't matter. Because I can't remember. I'm kind of in a... You know what? Next time I'll memorize the song and I'll sing it. I know I can. I believe in myself.
I believe in
you. But right now my ability to do things is kind of bleh. I'm kind of just embarrassing myself.
No.
I think I'm okay.
I wouldn't say you're embarrassing yourself, you're just singing.
I try.
You tried and you did fine. There's no embarrassing yourself if you tried.
Yeah. I try to do a lot of things. And if I mess up, I mess up. I kind of use that mentality for a lot of things. Just so I don't, like, get myself down. If I mess up, I mess up. It's a thing that happens. We all mess up sometimes. And that's
except
okay.
For me. I never mess up. I am God.
Yeah, everything you do is great. Actually.
Because I'm God.
Yeah. I basically worship you.
That's not healthy.
Well, you know. It's also sparking. I can't think. I'm drifting.
Yep, I can hear that.
It's lovely in the evening time, but every
All
time
right.
I close my
I think it's
eyes,
time for you to go to bed, and I think it's time for us to stop this podcast.
Little dinner now. You feel so proud. I sink my teeth into my finger.
All right, he's clearly not paying attention.
In the river, how?
Peace out.
So
my mom, stay weird.
Cool.
This is Naya signing out.
Love y'all. Kisses.
He's tired. He probably doesn't mean that.
No, I mean it. I love
okay,
y'all.
Yep, it's time. No, it's time for you. You cannot love people you do not know. It's time to go to sleep.
I love you. And apparently, I don't know nothing about you. I know
I
you,
you
too well.
I love you. I love you too. Time for bed.
Yeah, but you.
I'm about to end this right here, right now. If you don't admit that it's time for bed.
Fine. Okay. Time for bed.
Time for bed. Good job. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good morning. I don't know what time it is for you, but
fucking 5:07.
He's gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna make some coffee. And I'll see y'all later.
Night night. Love y'all.
Thanks for listening in to all our viewers all around wherever y'all are listening from. Thank you really a lot for clicking in, listening to us ramble. Kagan seemed to have gotten really tired at the end of there, so we'll be okay. He'll be alright. Anywho, thank you for listening in, taking time to, like, actually listen to us. It means a lot, really. Have a great day, I guess. I don't know what time it is for y'all. And sorry I'm dragging this on, because I don't really want to end it yet. But, have a great day, y'all. I'll see y'all later. Peace.